I was asked to speak today, not continuing the order of the Shemoneh Esrei, but having done, apparently in Yeshiva, having done the first three brachos, which are a unit, to skip to the last three brachos. The last three brachos are another unit, and to leave the middle brachos for the time after that. Now, as has been mentioned, and I'm sure you're aware of it, that the brachos, the first three brachos are shevach, the middle three brachot are bakashot, are things that we ask for, and the last three brachot are hodot. Okay, I'm sure everybody's aware of that. However, if you see the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Tshiva says exactly that. But in the next parak of Hilchos Tshiva, he characterizes the last three brachot not simply as hoda'ah, not simply as giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, modim, but as shevach and hoda'ah, praise. So the last three brachos have a dual nature. They are shevach and hoda'ah. If that is true, what's the difference between the shevach in the first three brachos and the shevach in the last three brachos? And again, I share with you a kavanah. Anything, at least, that I say about Shemoneh Esrei, okay, about tefillah, is my kavanah. If it's meaningful for you, yafeh. If it's not, find your own meaning. And this is the way, when I saw that Rambam, it changed my whole approach to tefillah in a certain way. The first three brachot are shevach, the praise of God. But they are praise of God on an intellectual level, on a kind of a level which is beyond the self, the unique self. In this case, the unique self happens to be Ebner. Okay? And we make generalized statements. In fact, the first thing we say is Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibar, Vanora, and we say that only because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to say anything. Shevach. We know there's a world, and we appreciate that the world exists. Where does that come from? We say it's from God. That's the praise. But that when you get to all the things you asked for, the Rambam has the lashon, a person asks, it's the things that a person asks individually, kefi tzarchei ish v'ish, according to each person's need. What do I realize? That I say, atachon nei lo das, intelligence. Okay? There's a Gemara I don't understand. There's a Sfat Emes that I don't understand. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me understand it. Nothing could be more important to a Jew than understanding. But I need to eat also. Where does my food come from? What do I have? And the more I recognize that in my individual life, health, wealth, freedom, justice, I am ultimately dependent upon the Ribono Shel Olam, it becomes not an intellectual awareness of Shevach, but it becomes a very, very personal awareness in everything I ask for. I recognize how dependent I am on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that dependency, and in that giving of God, I experience a very, very personal sense of praise. And so the Rambam reformulates it. He says the first three are shevach, the middle things are bakasha, and the last three are shevach the hodah. We go back. It's another level of shevach. It's the shevach that's able to express itself in very, very personal and real thanks, not theoretical thanks. You're all happy to be alive, right? I'm happy to be alive too. Yeah, okay. You say, okay, tell us something that's meaningful. Right? But when we recognize how deeply our life is dependent in every sense, personally, it's not me, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can really experience praise. Shevach ve'odah. And one kavana, one further specific kavana. The Ishei Yisrael, Usilasan. What are Ishei Yisrael? Ritzei, he gives it Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem alakim v'am peiso v'isosam. Hashem v'tu'avod alivir beitecha. The Ishei Yisrael. What are Ishei Yisrael? What do the words mean? The fires of Israel. What are the fires of Israel? So, the simple pshat is, it's about the restoration of Avodah, right? That's what the bracha is about. But I remember the first time, I remember very distinctly, the first time I heard that there's another pshat. It's in the end, at the Tosfos, at the end of Menachos. I remember I heard it from the Rav, and deeply, deeply, deeply moved and transformed my davening. The Gemara says, Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, La'olam zos al Yisrael. This is forever al Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Gidol Amar Rav, Ze Mizbeach Banoi. This is the Mizbeach in its constructed state. U'Michael Sar HaGadol. And Michael, the great angel, Omeid U'Makriv Alav Karbon. He's standing and bringing a karbon on that Mizbeach. Tosfos says, the last Tosfos Menachos, Midrashos Chalukim. There are different Midrashim on what this means. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who say, and this is when I'm recalling now the shiver with that when I heard it for the first time in my life, that Michael Sarah Godol is being makriv the neshamos of Yisrael, on the celestial Mizbeach. Yesh Misha Omer Nishmotehem Shel Tzadikim. It's the neshamot of the Tzadikim. What does that mean? What it means is, and in context, if you want to understand why Jews have been willing to sacrifice themselves, why Jews have been ready to enter onto the fire of the Mizbeach, literally, why? It is because in the end, we have recognized that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who prays, and prays seriously, by the end of the Bakashot, he's become transformed. And he is transformed to that point that he says, there would be no life without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you have that kind of understanding of life, then the issue of remaining a Jew, of serving God, no matter what, is a no-brainer. And that's what Michael brings. And that's the ultimate Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is not, we value life more than anything, but not life at any cost. And the cost that we're unwilling to give up is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us, breathes life into us, as he breathed into Adam, as he breathed into first man, Erev Vavoker V'Tzarayim, all the days, the miracles that are here. No, we shan't give that up. The Ishei Yisrael Nishmoseyem Shel Tzadikim. Have a good day.